I'm sure you've heard about Tinder, the dating app. Well, they have what they say is going to be the next best thing to help them compete with all the other, I don't know, 40 or 50 other dating apps out there. They're calling it Plus One. It's for those times in your life when you just need a date, primarily for a wedding. Or if you want to be somebody else's date just for a wedding, that you can say, yeah, I'll be your Plus One. No attachments, no other dates. You just simply need a date for the wedding. And so that this way, all your family members and friends are like, oh, you know what? Jane's okay. Bob's okay. Look at the hottie that they brought to the wedding. You know, it's actually not a bad idea. You know, when I was younger, my older relatives would say to me, you know, when I was at wedding receptions, don't worry, honey, you'll be next. You'll be next. Well, let me tell you something. They stopped once I started doing the same thing to them at all the family funerals. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's called The Kim Komando Show, and you can find us on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app, also your podcast app, and streaming on demand 24/7. You can get it as a podcast, or you can get us as a webcast over at getkim.com. And this is so cool. You can also catch The Kim Komando Show on American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. And I just love this part, 200 ships at sea. And I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, 2, 12, 15 questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And hey, I know you can Google anything, but you just can't Google me and talk to me and get trusted advice. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, how about we start the show with 5 things that you need to know about tech? It's happening right now. And this first story is really, really frightening because one of the questions that I get asked the most when people meet me in public and I do public keynote speaking engagement once, I did one this past week, as a matter of fact, but it's always like, hey, Kim, what is the next best thing in big tech that I should be worried about? And if you haven't noticed, cyber attacks, right? I mean, they are becoming more complex. They're more devastating. And a lot of Americans are still trying to understand, like, what is this whole thing with ransomware? And how does ransomware just totally shut down hospitals and local governments, schools, businesses? What about the Colonial Pipeline just a few months ago? That was really frightening. But something worse is coming. And what is it? It's called killware. Now, we all know that ransomware attacks are for the money. You pay the ransom, you get your files back. No big deal. It's business. But an unsuccessful killware attack on a water treatment plant in Florida 8 months ago was not done for the money. This is what's the really frightening part about this. It was done to harm and perhaps kill innocent people with contaminated water. Now, the Florida attack is not isolated. The next best thing is weaponized technology, what everybody's calling killware. And it's no doubt it's going to be continue to target critical infrastructures like it did in Florida. So we have energy, oil, gas, chemical systems, aviation, transportation. Think about this, dams. That'll keep you up at night. So far, we've dodged the bullet. And I'm just going to say, like, so far. Number two, if you can't beat them, copy them, and then sell them cheaper than anybody else. How about those brand name batteries over on Amazon, right? You always look at it, it's like Duracell, or maybe it's like they're even selling the Kirkland brand from Costco. Well, on Amazon, you always find that cheaper brand called Amazon Basics. And in case you've ever wondered, like, well, how does Amazon come up with the bright ideas to sell these Amazon Basic things? Well, in a Reuters report published this past week, they're saying that Amazon's India division copied products listed by third-party sellers. I mean, they have all the data, right? The Reuters report cites internal documents, including one called India Private Brands Program. It detailed how it reviewed sales and customer data to identify what best to duplicate. And that's not it. Amazon would then manipulate the search results, what a shocker here, to favor its own brand, right? And then to boost visibility even more, Amazon reportedly used banners called Sparkles that show up above the search results. So this way they get everybody's attention. So while copying other companies' products is pretty low, some forms of imitation is actually okay. I mean, think about this. Imitation coffee, imitation creamer, imitation milk. What about imitation countertops? I mean, you'd be surprised how many people take that for granted. Okay. All right. Number three, I spy my smartphone spying on you. This is an incredible story. Okay, we all know that every smartphone tracks and spies on users to some degree. But this report out of the UK is totally going to blow you away because the snooping is so bad on Android devices. It's worse than anybody could have imagined. So they took a close look at the phones made by Samsung, Xiaomi, and Huawei, along with two forms of the Android OS without Google thrown into the mix. Now, many of these devices transmit, I'm going to quote, substantial amounts of information. Okay, substantial amounts of information, yes, to the OS developers, third parties. Who is that? That's Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and others. And the identifiers are like location, the advertising IDs, app usage, serial numbers. Now, what's worse about this whole thing, you're like, okay, Kim, I get that. That happens all the time. Well, there's no way to turn it off. You can't opt out. You can't delete the apps that are doing it. It's just baked right into the phone. I mean, you're locked in, and that's just the way that Google likes it. It's also how they spy on Chrome, by keeping tabs on it. Number four, you better watch out, because you might start crying. It's a trending Google search right now. Is Black Friday canceled this year? The answer is no, it's not canceled, but we should be expecting shortages, out-of-stock messages, and high prices. Black Friday falls on November 26th, which is really closer than you can imagine, and big trouble is brewing. You see, a record number of cargo ships are just backed up, maybe you've seen on the news, the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, and that's where a lot of the TVs, the clothes, the electronics, toys, what have you, enter the United States. And then there's also a massive shortage of truckers across the entire country. They say it's the most severe that's ever been. Oh, and don't forget about the chip shortage that's delaying everything from smartphones to smart appliances. You may not even think about this, but you know this, the Quasonite toaster that you might have, and I have one. If it has a bagel setting, you know what? There's a chip on the inside of that. And so the bottom line is that what's in stock today, it may not be, and it's probably not going to be in stock come Black Friday, and especially it's not going to be here in December. So here's what you should be buying right now if it's on your list. Smartphones, toys, laptops, everyday appliances, oh, and video games, and if you can find it, the video game consoles. We have this whole list posted at commando.com. And by the way, that chip shortage isn't just affecting like electronics and appliances. It's also affecting car manufacturing too. So I want you to really keep this stuff in mind. I don't want you to disappoint anybody because maybe somebody is on your list that you're going to give an Alexa under the tree and maybe a Lexus in the driveway. And finally, number five, am I praying or is it a high five? Okay, we all know about the emojis, and people are like kind of confused about what some of these emojis actually are. So a smiley face that looks like it's showing you jazzy hands, well, that apparently means a hug. Okay, maybe you didn't know that. Well, now there's the emoji of two hands that are firmly placed together. It's been around for 6 years, and you'd see it pop up as an option. Now, the general consensus is that this emoji means that you're praying or you're going to say a prayer for that person. It looks like that to me. But others are under the impression that it's a high five. And when you look at it, you know, it actually could maybe be a high five. And the debate is going online. I mean, people on the internet are solving life's most pressing questions right now. But what is the real meaning of this one? So here's the deal. Let's say someone just shared some devastating news via text or on social media, and you quickly drop the praying emoji. Now, what if that person is under the impression that you just gave them the high five for the bad news? Okay, talk about awkward. Speaking of emojis, what is a cow emoji called? What is a cow emoji called? Anybody? Anybody? An emoji. yes. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to tell you what it looks like when a virus takes over your device. So these are some signs that you'll be like, oh, now I know that I have a virus because Kim told me all about that. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls on this coast-to-coast broadcast, an international broadcast, I should say, of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're shy and you don't want to be on a national radio show, I totally get that, but I still want to help you out. I read every single email that you send me, and I know you can drop me notes on social media, which, by the way, if you're ghosting me on social media, why are you doing that? Just follow and rate and review the podcast, and also head over to Instagram.com/Kim Komando. There's a trend here, by by the way, facebook.com/, you're so smart, Kim Komando, and also twitter.com/Kim Komando. But over at komando.com with K, of course, is on the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim, and that's where you want to send me your notes. I read every single one that you send me. All right, in just a few moments, I'm going to tell you about some tips that will let you know if your devices have a virus, but how about we start this hour with Joe in Johnston, Iowa. Hello there, Joe.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. What's going on?
Excellent. So I volunteer, with a volunteer group that helps transport dogs from one rescue to another all across the country, or from a rescue to an adopter and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice.
And we're trying to figure out a way where we could get started on developing an app that would work, where it'd be kind of like a DoorDash, if you will, but like where the dog is the delivery, and there's point. There's, you know, we break the whole transport down into relays, so it's multiple legs across the country. So one driver gets the route on their phone and knows where they're going and who they're handing off to, and yada, wow, yada, yada. And then each handoff, there's like specific tasks, like they need to take a picture of the dog to make sure we get a picture that he transported right, and if they went to the bathroom and stuff like that, and just don't even know how to work on getting that developed.
How many dogs are you transporting?
We do a lot. Like, I think we have 6 in transport this weekend alone, and they're just all over the country, so it's pretty crazy.
It's so wonderful that you're doing this. And so what is the reason for transporting the dog? Is one shelter full, or is there an adoption taking place? I'm just curious.
Right. So we get a lot of transports right now are coming like from New Mexico because they're really, really full down there. And there's a rescue down there that pulls from a kill shelter. And then there's a rescue in Wisconsin. That's kind of one of our regular routes, if you will. We run a lot of dogs up to Wisconsin for them. And then, like, recently we had one where a gentleman had passed away in Idaho and had a dog and a cat, and the family adopted the dog and the cat, the son did, but they needed a way to get him back to Rhode Island, so we took the dog all the way across the country for him.
Wow.
And we reunited a couple of lost pets and everything like that.
So you have volunteers on each of these legs, where somebody say,
right,
okay, I'm gonna pick up the dog in Phoenix and I'll take it to Flagstaff, and then the next person says, I'll take it from Flagstaff to St. George, Utah, or something like that, right?
Right. Each leg is about a 60 to 80 minute leg, and all across
that's
the
awesome
country, and then.
That's
yeah
so cool. Okay. Well, the good news is that you don't have to pull out your pocket protector and become a nerd and develop your own app. Okay. So
that's good.
My first inclination is to see if there's anybody who's doing something similar to this with any other type of animals, even if it was a horse rescue, because they
right
probably have developed or they're using some type of infrastructure that might benefit you. But that said, there are what's called software as a service. You may see the letters SAS. And what that means is that you don't need to develop anything. We've already done it for you, okay? And you're going to pay us a monthly fee. But for that monthly fee, we'll handle all the programming, the logistics, the updates that are necessary. And so like one for – I'm going to give you a couple to look at just because I – don't know all the intricacies exactly, but I have an idea for what you're doing. I think it's phenomenal, by the way. And, you know, it's really great. If I can ever help you guys and gals out with a donation, I'd love to do that. There's a site called I'm just going to tell you about them, and then I'm going to post them online because I don't want to have to write them all out for you because then everybody gets all confused.
Okay.
And every website, I'm convinced, Joe, is like they're 6 degrees away from some porno site. Okay, so it's like
right for sure.
It's just, yeah.
One
so like
wrong
one,
and you're in
yes,
trouble.
Right, exactly. It's like wow, I didn't think Kim Komando would tell me about that one. Anyway, so there are logistical programs and freight tracking platforms for you to use that can do real time driver tracking, and then there's a portal. There's no GPS to install. You can dispatch orders. You can take photos and things like that. There's another one. That one's called Onaway. Another one's called TrackPod. that also might be interesting to you. They vary on price, but because you're a nonprofit, you always want to ask for the nonprofit price. So the retail price that you see is going to be probably – your nonprofit price is going to be about half of that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post these links for you over inside the Commando Q&A forum. So if you go to commando.com/community, and then there's a Q&A forum on the left-hand side. They run in price from anywhere from $15 to $19 a month. And let me know how I can donate to your organization too, Joe. And thank you for your call. Fly, stay right where you are. More of the show is coming right up. All right, we're moments away from our money tip. And this is a fantastic tip, let me tell you. It's 15 companies that replace almost anything that you buy from them. So you know how you buy something, you're like, oh, it doesn't really work anymore. I don't know what to do. Should we throw it away? No, maybe you can take it back and get a refund. And before we go to that, back to the phones, a couple of things I want to pass along. Over at commando.com, we have a trending tip. Here's what it looks like when a virus takes over your computer. Let me tell you some signs to watch out for. Maybe the computer, your phone is hot to the touch, okay? Because if you've downloaded accidentally malware, it's going to start working in the background, and then it's going to start using the processing power, and then your device gets a little hot. Programs can keep crashing. Maybe you can't open your antivirus program. That's a big red flag. Videos take forever to load. Maybe your internet is just slowed down to a crawl. Your computer starts resetting for no apparent reason. And if you want the entire list, just hit the website. And I also want to pass along, we've talked about this here on the show, where if your household is struggling financially, and because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the FCC rolled out what they were calling the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. And it's really fabulous. I mean, you get a discount up to $50 per month on your internet service and a one-time discount of $100 to buy a computer or a tablet. It's fabulous, right? Well, the FTC is issuing a new warning that some scammers are posing as agencies, and they're posting ads on social media, and it's all about what they call the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. And they're saying like, oh, you know, click here and we can get you a discount. And then they're going to ask you for a fee to apply. Okay, that's the scam. You should not ever pay a fee to apply for this. All you have to do is head over to the FCC special website. We've got that link for you over at commando.com. And back to the phones we go with Mary in Vero Beach, Florida. Hi there, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So glad to hear from you today. How can I help you out?
Well, I want to thank you first for taking my call. And let's see, in a nutshell, my mom has dementia-related memory issues that have been progressive. And it's getting more and more difficult to find activities for her to participate in. And I am thinking that having some sort of an electronic device that she could just pick up and maybe even by hitting the screen, something would come on with pictures or simple activities. I just am not very tech savvy, and I wouldn't know what to purchase and what to load on it.
Does she live far from you?
Actually, I live with her now.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you, I'm proud of you for doing that. It's a lot of work. Emotionally, you know, it is being a caregiver. It's a tough spot. I've been there. Just don't forget to take care of yourself, okay? I know it's hard because, you know, you always want to take care of mom, but that's one of the things that I learned is like every once in a while, I was like, I just need to go for a walk, you know, I just need to get out of here just for a second. And you'll find you're all the better for it when you do come back.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you'll be able to help mom out, which is fabulous because you'll be right there. Now, what are some things that she might want to do?
Well, my mom likes, at this point it has to be very simple. She likes to look at, you know, books. She can still read, not in depth, loves cats, dogs, animals, fashion. She's very feminine, girly, so, you know, catalogs, music, old TV shows.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just, you know what? All of that is great. Okay. Let me give you a couple of options because I don't know mom and I don't know what level she's at. So I'm going to tell you about three different products and then I'm going to tell you where I'm going to put some links so you can read more about them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to get mom a screen that she can touch, like you said. that will give her instant access to anything from, like you said, the old TV shows and maybe some old radio shows, some music that she might enjoy, some games. Even if she wanted to participate in a Zoom call, you could set it up for that. So like her, you know, you guys and the whole family could have a Zoom call every other Sunday or whatever to keep the family in touch, right?
And you're on the right track. Mm-hmm.
And what's really great about having Zoom calls with dementia is that my grandmother had dementia. And, you know, we were all sitting around the kitchen counter having a cup of tea. And all of a sudden, it's like somebody said something. And then she was like totally with the program, which was like so wonderful. It was like she was back and then she wasn't. But, you know, by seeing somebody's face, I think it sparks some memories, which is wonderful. So, of course, you could always get Mom an iPad. And they're really easy to use. And you could set it up so, like, just on her screen that she could have various buttons. And what's nice is that you could use the iPad, too, when she's not using it for anything that you want it to. Meaning, like, if you wanted to put an app on there to track her weight or track her nutrition to make sure she's getting all the proteins, you know, 42 grams of protein or whatever it may be that day, is that you could use that almost as a caregiver tablet as well. And they range in price, but, you know, if you spend $200, you'll get a decent iPad. And also, there's a lot of accessibility options on an iPad. So if you needed to make the cursor bigger, the text bigger, whatever it may be, and plus she'll have voice commands, too. And I don't want to say them on the air because then everybody's iPads and iPhones will go crazy, right? But where she could – or I could be mean and say, hey – no, I won't. I promise. is that you could have it just where your mom says a certain word and phrase and then you know, it would bring up solitaire or whatever game that she wanted to. Okay. And it's very affordable. It's like $200. A budget conscious that is about $50, and it's a Kindle Fire. Little bit harder to use, doesn't have all the features. If you're going to be using it, I wouldn't go there. Okay. Now, the most expensive option is something called a GrandPad, and it's very expensive, but it's made especially just for seniors. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, I haven't had a chance to look at one myself, but it does everything that an iPad does, but it does it easier and simpler. And plus, it comes with its own 24/7 support in the United States. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but if you're going to do all of that, you're going to have to pay. So instead of $200 or $50, this GrandPad, I hope you're sitting down, is about $60 a month. Okay. That's expensive. I mean, $60 a month, that's a lot of money. But if you think that's something you can afford, it might be something for you to check out. So I'm going to put links to all three of these, Mary's over inside the Commando community, so you can take a look at them. And then if you have any questions afterwards, I'm totally here for you. And I'm really proud of what you're doing with your mom. And I think one of these devices is going to be pretty awesome for both of you. All right, let's go ahead and do our money tip. This week is brought to you by ASU. Did you know that since U.S. News and World Report started ranking online MBA programs back in 2012, the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, let me tell you this, they've been ranked top 10 every single year. In fact, among all the online MBA programs in the country, W.P. Carey is ranked number one for general management and marketing and number two for business analytics and finance. These are great careers. One of the reasons why is that, unlike a lot of other online programs, W.P. Carey and ASU, they teach the very same material with the very same faculty as their full-time MBA program. So it's the same high-quality MBA just built for the busy schedules of people who work, working professionals. I went to ASU, and I think that's why I got hired right out of college by IBM. So no matter where you live, you can get an MBA from ASU on your schedule. And you really need to check this out because knowledge is power. And an MBA from ASU will give you the power to compete in today's marketplace. Getting an MBA is one of the smartest ways to prepare for the future. So start your MBA online as early as January at the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University. Here's the address to learn more. You want to go to ASUOnlineMBA.com. That's ASUOnlineMBA.com. All right, I don't know if I have time to go through all 15 companies, but I was super excited to share this list with you. Because let's say you buy something, it's like a year later, 6 months later, 90 days later, even 30 days. You're like, you know, it just doesn't work. Well, what can you do? Well, Costco, there was that viral TikTok video in September where it's like, you know, they take back anything. Christmas trees, half-eaten pies, lights that have been outside in your yard for years, because they do. They have this great satisfaction guarantee warranty. Now, if you do go ahead and abuse it, they can cancel your membership. But Costco's number one. L.L. Bean gives you 1 year after your purchase to return any item. Kohl's, 180 degrees. And again, going through super fast just for time. Harry and David, they also have this policy that says they're going to make it right. Land's End, it's easy to return anything that you want. You just fill out this form and you slap it on the box, you're good to go. Generally speaking, at Amazon, you have 30 days for returns. Cutco, no, not Costco, Cutco. It's a knife company. They've been around since 1949. Any knife, lifetime guarantee. Remember, like the old Sears tools used to have. Eddie Bauer, it's also 1 year. JCPenney, they say, okay, as long as it's in the original packaging, just give us a call. If you buy anything after October 20th, it's going to be 90 days. Bed Bath & Beyond, also 90 days. Nordstrom, case-by-case basis, but my experience has been they generally take anything back. JanSport is 60 days. Target, 90 days. But also, maybe it's a 1 year on in-house brands. Vermont Teddy Bear, they say that you can get free full coverage in case your purchase turns out to be unbearable. And also Away is for some luggage. And again, they have this lifetime guarantee too. So you can check out the entire list. And I'll tell you, it's really great. And if it's one of these things that you find useful and you're like, wow, this is something, I want to make sure that you share it, because at the top of every article, we have those handy dandy share buttons. Use them, right? This is great stuff. And it'll make you so appear so much smarter in front of your family members and friends too. And that's all over at commander.com. Just hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls. And I have a warning that you might get to update your phone, but it may not be from the phone maker. It could be a scam, so stay right where you are. All right, back to the phones we go with Brian in Long Beach, California. Hi there, Brian.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my issue. Your show is really awesome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
So my question is, am I using the right router to manage the devices I have in my home? I have a four-bedroom house. Each one of my rooms has a Google Assistant in it or some type of smart TV. It's about seven TVs and about 80 devices in my house that use the IP addresses.
Whoa. Come on back.
Bring it back.
Okay, because you just said like some number, some crazy number, okay? How many devices do you have?
I have, my house is like totally automated. I have about 80 IP address devices, like light bulbs that change colors. I have light switches that activate lights. Hey, turn this light on. Turn that light on. You know.
And okay. What's the craziest thing that you have in your smart home that you think, or the coolest thing?
The coolest thing I have in my smart home are my lights. I love changing my lights. You know, they change colors, and you know, I can just tell my house to do a blue or do a Halloween theme, do a flicker theme, and it does it on command.
That's awesome. That's great. All right, so you are like totally like the geek of the week. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I love that. I do. I mean, it's like you and I would be buds. I mean, it's a shame we don't live next door to each other. We like geeking out all the time. Okay, I'm going to have like this part of the scene, and you're going to have like that part of the scene, okay?
I'll yell over your fence to turn your lights on and off.
Exactly. All right, so what makes you think you don't have the right router? What do you have? Well, what's going on?
So, for example, when I have my smart TVs off for a long time, when I turn them back on, it gives me this error message like I cannot find an IP address, or it doesn't connect to what I believe is my router. And that happens when my TVs are off for a long time.
All right. And so it's having trouble grabbing an IP, and then it's having trouble doing everything. So let me tell you about how many square feet is the house?
It's about 1,500 square feet standard.
Boy, you got a lot of stuff in there.
Seven rooms, every one with a TV.
Man, you got me. Definitely. Like, and I don't know if you heard about Ben, our news director. I thought he was crazy. He's got like 89 devices. You've got him beat, babe.
He loaned me some of his.
TP-Link, you've heard the company, you know about them. They've been around for a long time. But they have a what they call, that's a tri-band mesh system. Okay. And you can get up to 150 devices on this. What I'm thinking is that your router is like choking. That's the technical term, okay, that is sitting there saying, dude, I was okay until you added like the last 15 things, okay, and now I'm just out of juice, okay? It's not expensive. It's about $250, and John, our IT geek, actually, when your question came in, he's like, oh, God, this is going to be the one that he totally needs, you know, instead of, you know, getting a Netgear or whatever else that, you know, might be. You know, the flavor of the month as far as routers go. But it's a TP-Link. It covers up to 5,500 square feet. And it replaces the wireless routers and extenders. There's a two-pack. We're going to send you a link to this, Brian, so you can check it out. But let me tell you something about John. That when John recommends something, okay, this guy has it going on. I mean, I would bet money that this is the exact product that you need. Because John and I were talking about, like, what about this one? And John's like, no, this one. Okay. John is correct. He is our IT genius. So, Brian, we're going to send you a link to that. Everybody else will post it over inside the Commando community. Stay right where you are. We've got a scam to tell you about in case you want to update your phone here on the Kim Commando Show. If you get something on your Android device that says, hey, you know, you need to update, I just want to make sure that you make sure that it's a valid update and through the System Center. And we've got news about this FluBot threat and what to watch out for. Just head over to the link that says Kim Show at the top at commando.com. And you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour here on the West Star Multimedia Network. Yeah, they actually made it. They showed it off, and everybody was like, it must be a joke. How could they do this? Well, it wasn't a joke. Microsoft is making a mini fridge. It looks like an Xbox, and it holds, they say, 12 cans of your favorite energy drink. Why would it not? Pretty pricey, $100. Might make a great holiday and Christmas gift for your favorite gamer, though. If you want one, pre-order start on October 19th. Let me tell you, they are bound to sell out quickly. And if you don't get one for the person who really wants it, you just might have to console them. Oh, yeah, I know. I crack myself up. Sometimes I'm like, I am so funny. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of America's biggest, baddest, greatest show about all things digital. We talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again. You can find the Kim Commando Show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're also in your favorite streaming radio app, your favorite podcast app as well. And you can find us streaming on demand whenever you want, 24/7, whenever you get the whim to listen to the podcast or watch the webcast, head over to getkim.com. And also on the American Forces Network Radio. Thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation while I speak. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions that I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date. And yes, it's the fall season. That means Apple is just rolling out all these different fall events. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting like underwhelmed with each and every one of them. I mean, they rolled out the new iPhone Pro Max. I bought the 13. I had the 12. I really can't see too much of a difference, let me tell you. So if you have the 12, don't even update to the 13. I know it has better battery life, yawn. Cinematic mode for the, I don't know, three or four times you're actually going to take a video in that way. I just feel like I wasted my money, but I had to do it for you, the listeners and viewers of the Kim Commando Show. But this coming Monday, there's a new Apple event coming. So do not buy a MacBook this weekend because we're going to have some new MacBook Pros powered by the chip that Apple builds. So bye-bye Intel. And they're also going to maybe have a new Mac Mini, but everybody's talking about the third generation AirPods. Redesigned to look more like the AirPods Pro, curved shape, shorter stems. But it's not just Apple that's rolling out new tech. Google, they have this new, what they call the Pixel 6 coming out. Samsung is going to have a Samsung Unpacked event. So they're going to have some new phones and tablets. And let me tell you, Samsung, and he was bad. And he was really bad. Number two, we're tracking even more new tech. Do you remember Tile? Yeah. I mean, that was like the de facto thing that you put on your person, your gadgets, whatever it may be, your briefcase. So this way you always knew where it was. And then they kind of fell out of flavor and because the batteries died way too soon. And then all of a sudden, Apple came out with their AirTags. And AirTags are like, yes, Well, Tile just announced an updated lineup of its Bluetooth trackers. The existing Tile Pro is, to date, the company's most powerful option, totally redesigned. There's the Tile Sticker, the Mate, and the Slim. All got a boost, 250 feet now, a louder ring, battery update. This is nice, 3 years. The Apple AirTags are about 2 years. They're also IP67 water resistance. That means that you can put them in water for about a half an hour and they still work. They also have something called the Tile Ultra, and it's kind of the same tech using AR built into the AirTags. But the problem is you're going to have to wait until early 2022 to get it. If by then it doesn't sell as well as the AirTags, maybe Tile should, like, I don't know, start thinking about this. They should hire that gecko from the Geico commercial, and then I bet he could really, you know, rep Tile. Get it? Like, represent Tile, because he's a reptile. You're a tough audience. All right, number three. Oh, I should have gave this to the guy in the last hour who wanted to know about a brand new router. Forgot about this one. When's the last time you updated your router? Well, this one better also cook dinner. Okay, listen to what this thing has packed in it. Wi-Fi 6 standard, which not a lot of things have right now. Wide open 6 gigahertz spectrum, and it also opens up more bandwidth. It has a 2.4 gigahertz, 5 gigahertz, and 6 gigahertz. It's this quad band mesh router. Okay, well, how much do you think it is? Anybody, anybody. Yes, you in the Ford 150. I'm talking to you. $1,500 for a router. Wow. Okay. They say it handles multi-gigabit internet speeds. You're not going to find a lot of ISPs offering that. So unless you got a ton of gadgets on a multi-gigabit line, you can send me the $1,500 you were thinking about wasting on the router. I had to update my router here in Santa Barbara over the last year. I mean, it was on its last leg, really last leg at all. Number four, a cleaner laptop than you'd expect. Okay, everybody's all freaked out about germs, right? We're all washing our hands, we're wearing masks, and you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, before March of 2020, I don't think you washed your hands as much as you wash them today. I mean, I get in the car, I was at the bank the other day, I mean, and I have hand sanitizer in my center compartment. I mean, who would have ever thought? So, but what about your laptop? Everybody always says that your laptop is like dirtier than, say, a toilet seat. Well, Acer has come along. It's not the first one they have. But the keyboard, the touchpad, and laptop, they're coated with a silver ion agent that fights bacteria. And then the Gorilla Glass used on display is also coated with that agent. The Acer TravelMate Spin 4 is one of the models, a 2-in-1. It's going to come out in January, $1,100. But they also have a 3D version. It's called the Concept D 7 Spatial Labs Edition. That just rolls off the marketing ton. Excuse me, I'd like to buy the Concept D7 Spatial Labs Edition. Yes, I don't think so. Has two sensor stereo cameras, track your eyes and your head, optical lens. You can see 3D images even as you move. So it's not really for watching movies in 3D because that totally bombed. But what they're saying is, like, if you're an architect doing CAD designs, it's going to be available sometime next year for about $4,000. I mean, then you can also see your credit card balance skyrocket in, like, three dimensions. Finally, number five. Is that a date that you have? Is that a date with a scammer that you have? Okay, dating apps are all over the board, right? You've got Tinder, Bumble, Facebook dating. So what they have to do first, if you're a scammer, is win over the victim's trust. And then now what's happening in a twist-a-roo I want to tell you about is that the scammers are going to ask you to invest in cryptocurrency through various apps. The problem is that the scammers are directing you to malicious apps masquerading as crypto wallets. All right. Then your information gets compromised, and then guess what else? Your bank account gets drained. They've already made off with an estimated $1.4 million. They've been so successful because these apps have been able to dupe Apple's developer enterprise program and create these fake crypto apps. So that's why it's so easy for scammers to control a person's phone and just wipe out all their crypto wallets. Over at Commando.com, we have some great tips about this new scam and how to avoid being taken. You know, scammers aside, always watch out for any type of dating app profile pics of people holding unlit cigarettes. Unlit cigarettes, you know why? They're obviously just looking for matches. All right, coming up in just a few moments, a great tip on what to do if your iCloud or Google storage is full. And then later on, oh, I'm super excited to tell you about this. There's a free app that I found that will clean out all of your social media accounts in a snap. So if you're saying, like, I want to be able to delete all the posts that I made between this date range or forever in a day, and I just want to get rid of everything and make sure it's totally gone, you don't want to miss that. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And hey, if you haven't signed up for thecurrentnewsletter.com, what are you doing? Why are you waiting? It's the smart tech newsletter. Join almost 100,000 folks who get it twice a week, and you can sign up right now at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. In just a few moments, we're talking about what to do if your iCloud or your Google storage is full. You don't want to miss that. And also, brand new or not true is coming up in this hour. And this week is going to be especially difficult. Just giving you a warning right now that if you haven't had your coffee, you should go get a little cup now. And how about we start this hour with Cameron in beautiful St. George, Utah. Hi there, Cameron.
Hey, Kim. Good to talk to you today.
Well, thank you for your call. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I got to say that I love listening to your show, especially when you have your little segues and your, we call them dad jokes around here, the puns. My kids, they roll their eyes and they say, Dad, she sounds just like you. And I'm like, yes.
You're like,
I
yes.
Aspire to greatness.
Yes. I know. And it's funny because people now are sending me their jokes and I have a pile. One day I'm going to read the ones that people send me because some of them are very clever. Some of them are really bad, but I love to get them just to let you know. And so we'll have the whole dad joke hour maybe.
Oh, that would be great. As an English teacher, that's one of my favorite things to do is just get my kids to eye roll in class and they're like, oh, come on.
At least you know they're paying attention, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so all right.
We had our 30-year high school class reunion just recently, and it was great. It was so fun to get back together with all of our different friends, but the committee that we were putting together to try to track everybody down, we ran into some big frustrations because it's been a long time, and we're at that transition time between social media, not social media. Some of us love it, some of us hate it. And just trying to track people down has been really frustrating. So when we're looking forward to the next time we get together, which hopefully is a lot sooner than the last time, that we want to be able to get current update information for everybody of contact information that's, I guess, not dependent upon social media or, hey, I'm next door neighbors to so-and-so. But so we can get in touch with some of the folks that have been separated from us for a while. And I'm looking for a tool that we can use that's going to help us and help us stay in touch a little bit better than what we've had. So I'm hoping
how did you do it? So Cameron, how did you do it the last time?
The last time it was a bunch of us saying, well, who do you know? Go through Facebook, first of all. And then one of our friends, he actually said, I've got a little subscription to a People Finder tool online. He says, try it out. And I was shocked at how much information is out there with personal
tons.
Information. I'm like, that's crazy.
All right. I don't know if you ever heard me talk about this site, familytreenow.com.
Familytreenow.com.
Okay. All right. If you want to be freaked out about information about you that's online, just go there. And then hit commando.com. We'll tell you how to remove it. Okay. So, but it was like, it's really crazy. So, my son Ian goes to USC. And we were driving around. And he's like, you know, didn't you live here once when you worked for Unisys? I said, yeah, I lived on Lindbergh, but gosh, I don't remember the address. I said, oh, but let me check. So I went over to familytreenow.com, and it's like, oh, you lived on 12, whatever it was, on Lindbrook Road. And I'm like, okay, the internet remembers, but I don't remember. Okay. So it's frightening. Okay, you could do it the homegrown way, meaning that you set up a whole bunch of Google Docs and Google Sheets and you do a Google Drive and, you know, whatever. Okay, Google Photos, and mm-hmm. You can do it that way. But, you know, you're better off using a tool that's made for the job. And so over at, you have like Evite. I mean, they'll send invitations, which is nice. But there's a website called myevent.com, and they have a whole section dedicated towards class reunions. And so when you sign up for this, it's not like you're reinventing the wheel, Cameron. Okay, you can accept donations. There's RSVP management. You can display where all your classmates are located on a Google map. You find out who's coming. There's a directory. There's a memorial page, right? There's ways for you to promote the reunion through social media channels. You can even sell tickets if you wanted to. I mean, it's all done for you. So you don't not sitting here saying, like, how do I do this? Or it's just – they're all templates, and it just works. So let me give you a link to that. Now, of course, it's not free, all right? I think it's like $10. It's like $10 a month. But, you know, if you accept donations from everybody, I mean, $10. I mean, that's not very much. $10, $15, it's not a lot when you consider everything that you're getting with all of this. So there are other places as well, but this is just the one that I'm familiar with and that I've used. And it seems to work very, very well. And it's pretty comprehensive. And if any of you have any other ideas, you know, you can always shoot me an email. But this is the one that I've used, and I think that it really does a fantastic job. And so we'll put a link to it over inside the Commando community, inside the message board. And Cameron, thanks for your kind words about my dad jokes. Yes. All right, let's talk about StartMail. Free email services come with a price, and that's your privacy. Don't trust big tech with your data. Go to startmail.com/Kim, and you're going to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off the first year. That's start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim. All right, over at commando.com, underneath the link that says Kim Show, we've got the insider secrets on what to do if your iCloud or Google storage is full, including removing the stuff that you just don't need anymore. So you don't want to miss that. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up. That's right. It's time for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by Epson. Whether you need a printer for work, school, or a special project, it's important to have the right printer. The Epson EcoTank is the new type of printer that doesn't use cartridges, so you can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. The Epson EcoTank printers have supersized, easy-to-fill ink tanks, and let me tell you, they come with just this ridiculous amount of ink. This means no more cartridges. If you're like me, I know you've tried rationing your printing or avoid printing important documents to save yourself from replacing ink cartridges. With the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink, so start printing in color all you want. You can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye, but you have to hurry, because EcoTank is changing the way that people print. It's literally flying off the shelves. So go ahead and print all of your work reports, your task list, and your kids' homework assignments, all in color, too. EcoTank makes it easy. Make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers are available at Sam's Club, Target, Walmart, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, I invented Brand New or Not True several years ago because, well, we always have all these different tech products, and you sit there and you shake your head like, how could they be? Who would ever think of such a thing? And then we had Indiegogo and Kickstarter projects that just kind of like let any would-be inventor just think of anything that they wanted, and then suddenly people would fund it, and then maybe it would actually get made. So with Brand New or Not True, two products are fake, and one is actually real. So it's up to you, the home listener, the viewer, for you to decide which of the three products is actually the real product and which two are fake. You know, a couple of years ago, I actually took Brand New or Not True off the show, and I've got so many complaints because it's like one of the most favorite parts of the entire show. And it's a heck of a lot of fun, and we're so glad that you're here. Now, every week, we have a special guest contestant, or victim sometimes we call him. Doug, you're joining us from Spokane, Washington. Hello there, Doug.
Hello there.
So you're going to be playing Brand New or Not True. And remember, two products are fake, one is real. What do you do there in Spokane?
I'm a snack distributor.
Excellent. And what is your...
So all the little snacky things that you really like and don't need, we sell.
All the salty things that make us want to go back for more and more and more, right?
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, man. Can you at least give us some samples here at the show? I'm just wondering, just not for me. I'm asking for my friends.
Of course you are.
Yes, just asking for
you
friend.
Can send me an address and I'll send you a couple boxes of samples. How's that?
Excellent. All right. So Brand New or Not True. We're going to talk about three tech products. Two are fake. As I said, one is real. It's up to you to decide which of the three are real. Let's start with product number one. Thanks to COVID tests, most of us know what it feels like to have a cotton swab shoved up your nose until it reaches halfway through your brain. Fun times, and that's what gave this computer engineer an idea for this brand new product. So before you take your COVID test, they always say, you know, to make sure that your nostrils are clear. So you blow your nose, but there's been no real way to look up your nose until now. This brand new Nose LED lighted camera fits right into your nose and displays what the camera is seeing on your phone in its app. You see the location, the size, the color, the shape of anything inside, like boogers, mucus, slime, bugs, you know. It's also great when you want to trim your nose hairs. And I'm sure you've heard that people pick their noses. I say they were just born with one. The Nose Light is $29.99. Okay, product number two. How many different pots do you own? I mean that you cook your food with. Most Americans have on average 6 different pots in their kitchen, but thanks to new technology, you need only one. This special pot uses AI and it has an app that tells the pot what you're cooking. So if you're doing some vegetable stir fry, you pick the option in the app, you toss in your veggies and the app will cook the veggies and send you a notification when it's time to toss them. So this way you don't burn your veggies. You can use this one pot to make soup, boil water, sous vide, steam, fry, even use it as your chocolate fondue. That's right. One pot does it all. AI will make you a chef. So long as you're not an angry chef like the guy who tried it on his least favorite fish and said, ha, oh, this one pot spoiled the cod, damn it. $99. Product number three. Do you ever drop your phone when you're driving? We all have. It goes in between the seats. It falls on the floor. It goes under the seat. It's so annoying. Well, this brand new wheel mount attaches to the steering wheel of cars. Its patented design grips the four corners of the steering wheel. You place your device into the holder, so now when you want to see who's texting you, you can just look down at your steering wheel. No more fumbling around to pick up your phone while you're driving. So you can text, you can read, you can watch anything you want on your phone just by glancing down at your phone. No more distracted driving, kind of. The company also makes holders for your bike, your boat, and tractor. Although many farmers are getting out of the business because the money's just not there, they're starting rock bands. I don't know if you heard about this. They're tired of hauling oats. $24.99. All right. So you have the Nose Light, product number one. Product number two is the One Pot Wonder. And product number three is the phone holder for your steering wheel. So it's up to you, Doug, to decide. Now, if you are a winner, you know, you get the most coveted item of all time. It's not a snack, but it's an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack that you can put your snacks into. So which one do you think is real?
I'd say number three.
The phone. Why are you going with the phone holder?
Well, I kind of cook a little bit. Number two, there's no way you can do all that with one pot. And number one just sounds too strange to me. Three sounds like somebody would actually take the time and try to fix it up so you could drive illegally, drive while watching the phone. So I'm going to go with three.
Okay, he's going. So what do our judges say? Doug in Spokane is number three.
Yep.
Oh, Doug. Loser.
With the right cooking tool, you will never
loser.
Have to spend a lot of time and effort. Introducing Hopin, a smart electric pot.
Yes, the one pot.
To cook delicious meals effortlessly
right.
through our AI technology.
Yeah, you know what? They always throw in AI technology and make it sound right. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it sounds really groovy, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, instead of just saying it's one electric pot that does everything, you just, you know, it does controls the temperature off the app. Okay, yeah. You don't have to have AI for that.
Okay.
I mean, it's dumb. All right.
No.
So what's on your mind?
Well, we have a little second home out in the middle of the state of Washington. And I bought a couple of game cameras because we have all kinds of wildlife out there. And I just wanted to see what's walking in front. Well, I'm not too thrilled with these cameras. They didn't meet my expectations. So I figured, all right, there's got to be just one single wireless camera that can hook up with the internet out there, and I can take a look at the camera on my cell phone.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking for.
How often
you can help me with that?
How often do you go out there?
Oh, shoot. Summertime, every weekend. This time of year, about every other week. Winter, a couple times a month.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's good. The problem with these wildlife cams is, you know, sometimes the resolution isn't that great. Is that what you're finding?
Yes.
And what other thing don't you like about them?
Well, this camera said it'll take, you know, a picture here and there, but one camera shot like 100 photos in 2 or 3 days, and it hasn't sent any photos since.
Okay.
And the one camera was doing just what it was supposed to do, and all of a sudden has stopped taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
It's got a full battery. It's got all the bars for internet. But they just kind of quit working.
Maybe there's just no more wildlife. No kidding. It's just...
No, there's plenty out there.
That's it. You know what? It's done. Okay, there's no more. It's just the camera is it.
Okay.
You know, one of the best security cameras for this is a Nest outdoor camera. Okay. But what's nice, they just released a Nest outdoor camera that is battery powered. And so that's why I asked how often you were going out there. So the Nest Cam, when you look at the app, you can do time lapses. You'll get a text message or an email alert whenever something's detected, so you could go see. There's audio, so you can hear. There's also two-way communications. So if there's somebody in the yard or if there's something in the yard, you can say, hey, dude, you know, can I help you? You know, and that will just scare the crap out of them. Right? They're like, whoa, voice of God coming down, you know. But the battery life, this is really interesting to me because the battery life is actually really good. If the cam is busy, obviously it's going to use more of the battery, obviously, than if it's not, right? So, so if it's really busy, and they consider busy to be 25 recorded events per day. And so you could say, I only want to see activity in this area or the whole area. It has this facial recognition and all this other kind of stuff. So at that battery life, the battery will die at 1.5 months, okay? And then you can just charge it back up. They say typical battery life is 3. If it's quiet, like 2 to 4 recorded events, it's about 7 months of battery life. But what's nice is that you just take the adhesive off and you stick that thing up, all right? We don't have to worry about getting any lines to it, any power to it. It's, you know, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, you know what? I feel like I'm giving somebody a commercial, but, you know, they actually did a great job, right? I mean, I wish that we could, I wish we could have like 4 other people I could tell you about. But they just got it going on. It's like, and the camera is $180.
Wow.
It's like, okay, sign me up.
That was about the cost of the other items.
Exactly.
It don't work.
Yeah. And well, because, you know, all the costs and components, everything's just coming down. You know, the technology's getting better and good stuff like that. But it's a Nest outdoor, what you want is the Nest outdoor battery camera. Again, it's a pretty phenomenal little product. I'm sure pretty soon we'll have, you know, Wyze and these other knockoff cameras come up with the same thing. But for right now, this is pretty much the go-to standard for that. Hey, thanks for being such a great contestant on Brand New or Not True, Doug. You are amazing. And, well, I think we should send him a fanny pack just because he was a great guy, too. And he's going to send us some snacks, so we'll just have a little trade-up. So, Doug, hang on the line so this way we get your address so we can mail you a fanny pack. There's this great app that I ran into a couple of weeks ago. It's called Redact. And if any of you are sitting out there, you're like, I want to be able to remove my Facebook post between this year and whatever year that is or whatever date this is, even if it's just down to days, on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, or whatever service that you're using. This bad boy goes in there and it does it. It was developed by a group of programmers, so it's not like they're just going to give it to you free and then try to upsell you or sell your data or anything like that. You don't have to worry about it. We tried it inside the studios. It works like a gem. In case you want to check it out, head over to commando.com and then hit the link that says Kim Show. Hey, you want to stay right where you are, still to come this hour, there's a Facebook Marketplace trick you need to know about, and we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. You know, we do a lot of podcasts here. There's Kim Commando Explains. There's Tech Refresh, which you should be getting. But one of our fastest growing podcasts is just 1 minute. That's right. It's a 1 minute podcast. And it's our daily tech update and our daily digital life hack. And it's growing like gangbusters. I saw a chart the other day. It was like, wow, it's like going right into the stratosphere. So wherever you get your podcasts is that if you're not getting this 1 minute podcast from us, the daily tech update, the digital life hack, It's one podcast. You get two a day. Really, you ought to check it out. Just sign up wherever you get your podcast. You want to rate, review, subscribe and follow, as I like to say, and give us some nice words, because reviews always help other people find the podcast too. And just search for Commando wherever you get your podcasts, and Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google, Pandora, you name it. You'll be able to find our podcast there. Again, just search for Commando with a K, of course. That's right. And back to the phones we go with Susan in beautiful Ventura, California. Hi there, Susan.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I am a longtime user of Adobe Illustrator and Adobe Photoshop.
Oh, you got a lot of money.
Well, I had a business that really required it. So, but the money issue is certainly important now. I still do consulting work, but I'm not used as much as I.
Oh, I think Susan's cutting out. Oh, you're back. Okay, good.
Oh, okay. Now with all these monthly fees, instead of being able to buy the program outright and use it for years, I'm looking for a source, especially for Illustrator, that is either free or low cost, and I can use in place of Adobe Illustrator.
And what were you drawing?
I was drawing layouts for booklets and for patterns. I'm a craft designer.
Oh,
and,
beautiful.
And so I was using it mostly for those kind of things, sometimes for point-of-sale sales sheets and things like that.
Boy, it's pretty hard to be an Illustrator for all that.
But I know it is.
It is. I wish I could tell you, like, oh, my gosh, and this is the greatest program ever. And you'll...
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can try.
Like Photoshop Elements works for me, you know, instead of the full Photoshop is fine, and that's not so expensive. Anything for Illustrator.
Well, let me tell you, there's two programs you might want to check out, okay? One is called Affinity Designer. It's not free, but it's $50, okay?
Oh, that's in my budget.
Okay, but they have a 90-day free trial. So you can try it for 90 days, and then you can decide whether or not the $50 would be worth it. Another one that we've used with success to not pay the piper, because, you know, it does get so expensive, is called Inkscape. Why don't you give those two a shot? And we'll post links to these over inside the Commando community, so that this way you'll have the direct links. But Affinity Designer... It might even be a little too much for you, but I think you might like it, especially if you've been using Illustrator for years. And then the other one is called Inkscape. But we'll put the links over inside the Commando Community Q&A forum for you. So this way, you always go to the right place. Susan, thank you so much for your call. Coming right back, there's a Facebook Marketplace scam I need to tell you about here on the Kim Commando Show. Aren't GPSs? They are so great. No more maps. You don't have to figure out how to fold them. Tells you exactly where the traffic is. You get directions. No more fights about which exit to take. I mean, I got bored this past week because we were driving between Santa Barbara and Los Angeles. And then I started scrolling through like the various voice choices on my GPS. There was the USA accent. There was a French accent. There was the Australian accent. And then I noticed there was like husband mode. I'm like, what's that? So I selected it. Nothing seemed to happen. About 10 miles later, the GPS said, "So if I died, would you get a brand new GPS?" Okay, not really true, but I thought it was funny. Hey, welcome to the Kim Commando Show. It's your source for all things digital. We talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us, of course, streaming in your favorite radio app. You can find us as a podcast or webcast over at getkim.com. Or you can tune in to over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And you can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. And a special shout out and thanks and salute goes to all of our servicemen and women. In the past, if you've served or if you're currently serving, and the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are just protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. That's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Super excited to tell you about all the future tech, and here are five things that you need to know. Let's start with Facebook. Ugh, I know. But Facebook is working on some really scary plans for the future. This project is called Ego 4D. Ego 4D. It's a computer vision project goal to create a machine that can see and perceive just as we do. And a lot of tech companies are working on this. Facebook has a leg up. Here's why. In order to train the AI, it needs to see, hear, and perceive the world the same way that we do. So Facebook recruited about 700 people across 9 countries. They recorded all this video from the first-person perspective as they did things as they would in everyday life, what they see, what they hear, what they did, how they interacted. They have 2,200 hours of those recordings. Great. So Facebook says the point of the Ego 4D is to create a more powerful AI so that smart glasses, see where it's going, is going to be more useful. And you remember, Facebook just released smart glasses that they made with Ray-Ban, and that's how it's getting started. I mean, it's not really necessary. I mean, we already have an AI that can walk, talk, and occasionally almost seem human. I'm talking about Mark Zuckerberg. And speaking of creepy tech, this brings us to number 2, Leonardo. Okay, Leonardo. Doesn't sound great. Well, Leonardo is an acronym for Legs On Board Drone. You don't have to remember all that. Everybody's just calling him Leo for short. He's developed by the engineers at Caltech. And Leo is a drone, but Leo also has the ability to fly. Yeah, it has 2 legs and it can walk. It's a bipedal robot. It's not big, 2.5 feet tall, weighs less than 6 pounds. His joints work like kind of a bird. It's multi-jointed, how it pushes off the ground. Electric thrusters, 4 propellers. The whole idea is a proof of concept, but maybe it can be used for like dangerous jobs. So we already have drones that inspect damaged infrastructure, right? One could also land and walk, could be able to make repairs, install equipment. These hybrid robots could be used to respond to disasters and rescues. In military settings, I could see this little guy just going all kinds of different places. But, you know, walk long enough, that robot is going to have to visit the closest shoe store. I mean, it's going to need to get rebooted. All right, that one wasn't so good. All right, number 3. Do you have a fever? Let's see what your AirPods say. Apple's having another fall event in just a few days, and we're talking about new MacBooks, third-generation AirPods, a redesign of that. But according to the Wall Street Journal, Apple has bigger health-related plans for those AirPods. It's really interesting. Of course, hearing aids, that's a natural. A limited version of that you can already do. But how about a thermometer to take your body temp? Leaked documents show that one day, not only that, the AirPods might have motion sensors that can help correct your posture. So if you get ahead of ourselves a little bit, we're talking about what they have is active noise cancellation, spatial sound, true hearing aid capabilities, a thermometer, and this nagging feature to say, sit up straight. Yes, you varmint. That's a lot of sensors to pack into the AirPods, but the bigger issue would be battery life because, you know, they don't last very long, no more than like 4 or 5 hours. But let's say they figure it out. These health features are going to be subject to FDA approval. That could take a few years. And I'm not sure about the posture feature, but one day I might stand corrected. Number 4, scooter dodging. If you live in a city of a certain size, I'm sure you've seen all these rideshare scooters going all over. But one of the problems has been that these scooter people, they don't really pay attention to laws and regulations, and they jump up on the sidewalks, which is a big no-no. But it's coming to an end. Scooter manufacturer Bird, they're working with another company called U-Box. They are putting these multi-sensors and GPS modules on the scooter so that this way it knows when it's being driven on a sidewalk. So let's say someone jumps the scooter equipped with this tech up to the sidewalk and starts cruising around. Scooter's going to make a sound, send a notification to the phone, and eventually it'll just stop. They're testing this in Milwaukee and San Diego. They're going to be moving to other cities, they say. I would like to think this tech would actually keep these rideshare scooters off the sidewalks. It's very dangerous. But I think I'm just going to need just a little bit more of concrete evidence. Finally, number 5, get the PS5 to keep your Christmas hopes alive. All right. It is so hard to buy a PlayStation 5. I mean, I'm getting the questions in my inbox. We're getting here on the show. How can I buy one? Well, this might be a way. Sony says that they have a limited number of PS5 consoles for you to buy this holiday season, and they launched a landing page where you can register for the chance to buy one. Registration is pretty easy. You need to have a PlayStation Network ID, and it puts you in the running to possibly buy a PS5. It's not a guarantee. If you're selected, you get an email invite from Sony, instructions on how to buy it, either the standard PS5 or the digital edition. That's the one that doesn't have a disk drive. So if you're invited to buy the console, you also offer the chance to purchase all the other accessories, like remotes and headsets and controllers, although those are still pretty easy to find. But then I started thinking about it. I mean, that is a PlayStation 5, right? So what do you call a gaming console if they collaborated, say, Sony and EA? Sony and A. It'd be called a PlayStation. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have the one trick to finally clean out that photo gallery of all the memes and the screenshots and everything else you have in there. And then later on, we have some tips about ransomware. We're going to tell you how often you should reboot your computer. And if the police call you, well, you have to hang up if it's that number. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show as a podcast on Apple and on your Android, and also over at getkim.com, where you can get the podcast as well as the webcast. And we also have discounts for seniors and vets and service personnel. And again, that's over at getkim.com. And how about we start this hour with Frank in Prescott, Arizona? Hello there, Frank.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
I mean, when I said Prescott, don't you always know, like, somebody who's new if they say Prescott?
Yeah, exactly. When we first moved here, we had to break the habit of saying Prescott and say Prescott.
Prescott. I tell you, where'd you move from?
From Salt Lake area in Utah.
Oh, okay. That's close.
Yeah, it is. And what a beautiful town. You can ask for nicer people, and it's a great place to live. But don't
it
come
is.
Here.
Oh. Why? We don't want you to. We don't. We like it the way it is. Yes,
yeah,
we like it.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. Hey, Kim, I just want to let you know, I never saw a picture of you. You've got a great voice.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I saw the picture of you the other day, and you're as beautiful as your voice is. You really are an awesome lady.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. It's like, you know, what's funny is that we were looking at Google search results and, you know, looking at SEO and for Komando.com and all this other stuff. And so, like, you know, so it's like, you know, is Kim Komando married? You know, these are questions that people ask, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and what kind of printer does Kim Komando like? And then, like the fifth question down was, is Kim Komando male or female? I'm like, who are the nutcases on the internet, right, that are putting that into Google? I assure you, I'm female. Let me check. Yes, I am.
I definitely agree.
Thank you. So what's on your mind?
I'm trying to make some calendars. I'm a professional photographer here in Prescott.
Oh, nice.
I do exclusively landscaping. And can I say the name of my business?
No, because then I get in trouble.
Okay, well, it's a good business to hear. But anyway, so I just wanted to mention that I'm trying to make a calendar for my family, some of my friends, and our neighbors for Christmas gifts. And I try to put some text on top of the photographs, but I can't get it printed on calendars. Well, let me put it this way. If I want a calendar printed for $10 a piece, they don't offer a text option, this one company. But other companies do, but they are charging around $15 to $24, $25
yeah,
a calendar.
They can get expensive. Why can't you just put the text, like in Photoshop, just put the text on the image directly?
I don't have Photoshop, and I don't use it that much. I use another program, and it does a beautiful job, but it doesn't have the text option.
And there's all kinds of programs that you can get that will allow you to put the text right on the photo. And then when you upload the picture to where are you going to send them out to? Just you can say the name. Who's going to get them?
Oh, up the store.
Yeah.
Okay, Costco.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? They do a beautiful job. They do, and they're cheap, right? I mean, what more do you want?
Reasonable. Yeah.
So I would just, you know, there are a slew of free photo editors. Let me put a list together for you so you can check. You can check them out. And so it's very simple. I mean, even like if you're on a Mac, I mean, with Preview, you can add text onto any image. I mean, you may even have that built into whatever photo editor that you're using right now, if you are using any type of photo editor. And then just put the photos right there on the text. I mean, put the text right there on the photos, and then you can upload those images, because you're right. I mean, if you're doing anything like, you know, mixbook.com, they make beautiful calendars and they got great templates. Pratique, that's another really great calendar making site. MPix is another one, but you're right. You're looking at like $15 to $25, maybe even $30 or more. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to beat Costco for a lot of things, not just toilet paper. I'll put links to some free photo editors for you. Let me make a note so I don't forget, over inside the Commando community. And Frank, thank you for your kind words. And we are never, ever, ever going to visit Prescott, Arizona. All right, so your photo gallery is just jam-packed with all kinds of images, memories, milestones, memes, screenshots, you name it. You want to get it organized. You want to get it sorted out. But it is daunting that you just might not know where to start. But here's the super secret. You don't want to do it all at once. You want to just chip away at it. Maybe like doing it when you're watching your favorite series on Netflix. And it's almost like you do that with your contacts too, because it kind of makes it not so hard to do if you are totally distracted. Over at commando.com, under the link that says Kim's Show, we have some step-by-step tutorials on how to finally clean out that photo gallery. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and some great tips that you don't want to miss. All right, there are certain things that cause people distress. We're talking about like death and taxes. And a lot of people are always like, you know, how often should I turn my computer off? I know it has kept you up like every Friday night for the last 6 weeks. Okay, maybe not. All right. But every once in a while, you want to reboot your computer. You know that. It keeps it from acting up, runs smoother, clears out the memory, stops any tasks that are eating up RAM. It can also fix maybe some hardware issues. But how often should you do it? Now, leaving your computer powered on means coming back and resuming on whatever you did a lot faster without having to go through this whole boot up process. And I get that. But remember, your computer is full of moving parts. This is also for your phone and tablet, by the way. Now, the longer you keep your device running, the shorter the component's lifespan will be. So what I do is, and I encourage you to do this, is to totally power down all of your devices at least once a week. But just make sure that you're doing it the right way. You're holding down the power button is only a last resort when that computer's locked up. So if you head over to commando.com, one of my recent USA Today columns deals specifically with how often a computer should be rebooted and why, along with the proper steps on how to do it, because there's a right way and there's a wrong way. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about ransomware, about how you're vulnerable and how you can stay safe. And, you know, at commando.com, there's a lot of different content. And Allie Seligman is our amazing content queen. And Allie's now joining us here on the show. Hello there, Allie. So what do you want to talk about today?
We are going to talk about something I never have before on the show, celebrities. We're going to do a little celebrity section. Why not?
Aside from me?
Yes, obviously. I mean, you're the number one in all of our hearts.
Okay.
These
right.
are,
okay. Yeah. All right. Thank
this is
you.
A different
all right. So who? All right. So who's number
well,
one on
we
your list?
We are actually talking about celebrities in tech. Now, these days, really, some of the tech CEOs, they're celebrities in their own right, right? We've got, you know, we're all talking about Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. It's fun to make fun of them, mostly.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that crazy? You know what? That's a really good point because, you know, even 10 years ago, it was like, well, who's in charge of Intel? Who's in charge of Netgear? Nobody knows. But now it's like, well, it's this whole, they're all fighting online, it seems like, to be number one. And it is Bezos versus Musk.
Exactly.
You know. Versus, yeah. You know, Branson. And
well,
the
right, and they're
ones.
Really in the public eye now and making themselves visible, like you said. Imagine Marty Cooper, friend of the show, who the father of the cell phone. Imagine him walking around New York decades ago and somebody being like, oh my gosh, it's Marty Cooper, get a picture.
Yes. Well, you know what? I would love to get my photo taken. He is a rock star, in my opinion.
Oh, he's awesome.
And that podcast, if folks, if you haven't listened to this podcast that I did with Marty Cooper, you're missing out. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. That's
he really
all
is.
Say.
He's great. By the way, Elon Musk is now worth $230 billion. That number is special because that is more than Bill Gates and Warren Buffett combined. Can you believe that?
Jeez. And he is certifiably cray-cray, but he's a genius, but he's a
exactly.
little out
all
there.
Right. Now, people that are famous for other things who are now in tech, there are a lot of people who are investors in tech, because why wouldn't you? If you've got a lot of money, it's a really smart place to put it, right? Because there's so much to be had. So sure. Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets, he's really into crypto and he's invested in Coinbase. Serena Williams is an investor in the smart exercise gear company called Tonal. They make this kind of video screen. Katy Perry, she invests in a really cool company, actually, that makes fruit last for 3 times longer to combat food waste.
But, oh, I
right?
like that.
But then we get the people who are really into it and have like kind of started their own thing. So Lady Gaga, I wasn't expecting her, but her real name is Stephanie, and she's had a lot of ventures besides just being like a, you know, record-breaking musical act. One is, by the way, a little side note, a vegan cosmetics brand. Who knew? But on the tech side, she was actually the creative director of Polaroid for a while. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah,
I had
she
no
played
idea.
A big part in developing. They had a little Zero Ink printer. It was called Zinc. Camera glasses, one of their instant cameras. So she was there for about 4 years. Pretty cool.
Wow. You know, and she also has that whole community that she calls Little Monsters.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know how much money she's making off of that, but that's really, you know, do you know she once dated a fish? Yeah, she was, it was kind of a crazy time in her life. She dated a fish and, you know, he felt that the relationship was a little abusive from Lady Gaga and he was a cod in a bad romance.
Well done, well done.
Oh.
All right, on to Will.i.am. You probably know him from the Black Eyed Peas. His real name is William Adam. He founded a tech company called I.am Plus, which sounds like a subscription service. Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, Will.i.am Plus.
Yeah, all the pluses.
Yeah, he started this back in 2012. Maybe that's where they all got the names, as an e-commerce company. And then it kind of pivoted into this business-to-business tech startup. And they make AI-powered chatbots, which are really popular, and there's a lot of money in those now. Yeah.
You're kidding.
He
wow.
also, in 2011, he was named Director of Creative Innovation at Intel. So he's done a lot of work with Intel, too.
Now, didn't he have, like, that really funky mask?
Yeah.
Like a pandemic mask that he made,
did.
Too. And it was, yeah, and it looked like something like from some futuristic starship that we would come down in. And I don't, but I remember like, I remember that it, when it dropped, they sold out.
It was expensive too, from what I recall.
Yes. I was thinking it was like $250 or some crazy
yeah.
number like that.
Oh, all right. Well. Ellen DeGeneres, she is in the app space. You've probably heard of these ones, Psych and Heads Up. Have you ever played those?
No,
Heads
I
Up
haven't.
Is actually really fun. It's a great game. So you pick from one of a bunch of categories, and then a word pops up on your phone, and you hold it up to your head so you can't see what's on it.
Oh, you know, there's that card game that used
yes.
to do that, like the old school.
It's very
game.
Similar
okay.
to that,
right,
but it's really fun.
Thing.
I also just found out that there's Heads Up for Zoom. So if you run a company, maybe you should do that for your next company get together.
I think we should do that.
Should.
That'd be fun.
All right. Jessica Alba. I did not know. She is the co-founder of The Honest Company, which is this huge e-commerce company. They sell organic, affordable kind of household products, stuff for babies and kids, makeup, shampoo, all that kind of stuff. This company is, they just raised another $75 million. So in the e-commerce game, she is doing really, really good.
You know who else just sold their company is Reese
yeah,
Witherspoon.
I did.
Did you hear
yeah.
about that? I mean, like $900 million. I mean, she must just be, she is a force. I mean, you know, she's a great actress. And then she started this company off to the side.
Yeah,
it's
she's
phenomenal.
A star. I love her. All right. Will Ferrell, he is next on the list. Do you know the site Funny or Die? Yeah, it's
yes.
been around forever. It started back in 2007 as a comedy video website. Now they've got a production company too. They've had, you know, all their friends on over the years, right? So Steve Carell, Charlie Sheen, James Franco, they get all these great actors to make hilarious videos. The first video on the site, which at this point has 84 million views, is called The Landlord. If you've never seen it, it's worth a watch. It's a little crude, but it's basically Will Ferrell being confronted by his landlord who is drinking and swearing. And
I remember this. This is so funny.
A 2-year-old yes. baby. Her,
yes.
Her name is...
You know what? I remember this. What's the name? What's,
her name
what's
is
the name
Pearl.
Of her?
She's the director, or the daughter of the director.
Oh, yes. No, that was the funniest thing. That is, okay, you just, okay, you just have to watch it. And there's some, it's a little.
There's some foul language. But
crude. But it's so okay. Funny.
Yeah,
it's
fine. Just look up
it's
The Landlord, good. Funny or Die, and you'll find it. It's great.
What else you got, Al?
That's the list.
Okay. All right. We're going to cut that part out. Okay. Just Jeremy. Well, you know what? That's a great list, Al. You ought to put that together and put that as content over at commando.com. Speaking of content, what do you have coming up this week that's hot?
Good stuff. How to report scammy apps. If you have ever downloaded an app on your phone and then realized, hey, I'm getting weird charges or weird pop-ups, you should do your civic duty and report that app, and we'll show you how to do it. We've got a fun one coming up before Halloween, how to make your house a little spookier with smart speakers.
Oh, that's going to be a great one.
That'll be really fun.
That.
We have some tips and tricks if you have recently upgraded your PC to Windows 11. So make sure you're getting the most out of it. You know how to do all the new things. The best apps to find your friends and family. This is really handy if, you know, you don't want to have to check in and text with somebody if you're gone. It's always nice if they can just pop in and see where you are.
Yeah, you know what? And I love that. I love being able to. It just gives me like peace of mind when I can open up, find my friends, and I see like my sisters, and I know exactly where Ian is. And Allie, you're doing a great job. And just a reminder for everybody, if you're not hitting commando.com every single day, you're missing out. I mean, knowledge is power. And don't forget to get all of our newsletters. If you don't want all of them, just get like two or three. Go to commando.com/subscribe. And any post that you ever see at commando.com and you think to yourself, wow, this is really great stuff. You know, don't just sit there and look at it. I mean, come on, share the love, be part of the family, be a Commando community member, even if you want to. But just there are these little links at the top that says like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, you just click those and you share out all the content. And Allie, once again, thank you for sharing. And once again, Allie, thanks for being here with all the celebrity lists. I feel like I was like on part of like the like TMZ for just a split second there. All right, this week's our digital privacy tip is all about ransomware. Everybody's vulnerable. Okay, it's a growing, growing problem. Ransomware attacks have increased 485%. So if you're not worried about it, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, oh, it's never going to happen to me. So here's what you have to remember. Bad passwords are gifts to scammers. Make sure that you don't share your password with different services and accounts. You know, make them all unique. You don't click links or open files, including PDFs and Word docs and Excel spreadsheets. You have to disable macros. And I know I'm pointing a lot of things out, but I got all the steps over on the website. Make sure that you back up your files. It's a no-brainer. If you do get hit by ransomware, you can just tell the hacker to go pound sand because you have a backup with iDrive. Go to iDrive.com. They're a sponsor. And use my name, Kim, and you're going to save 90%. Also, make sure that you keep your webcam covered when you're not using it. Scammers will secretly record you. You want to make sure that your computer and your software is up to date. Now, if you do get hit with ransomware, okay, if it happens at work, tell your IT department. If it's your personal device, take a picture of the locked screen using your phone in case you need to access the information later. Now, the FBI recommends never paying criminals to unlock your device because they're criminals. You can't trust them, so don't pay the ransom. You can file a report at the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. And also, you should have evidence in your email, whatever it may be. So I don't want you to start wiping things out. You can get all this written out in detail for you. Just head over to commando.com. That's with a K, of course. And at the top, hit a link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, I've got to tell you about a scam about the police. And they could be calling you. What's up with that? We have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, if you haven't checked out the current newsletter yet, you know, you're really missing out. It's stuff that you're not going to find at commando.com or inside the other newsletters. And it's really important that you keep your tech know-how up to date. Like, you know, recently we talked about in the current about 68% of Americans reuse passwords. And so we actually go through step by step on how to create complex passwords that you'll actually remember. And if you just wrapped up a home renovation project and wonder, like, where did the cat go? Well, you might realize that meow sound is coming from a wall, and that's the basis of a viral TikTok video, and we actually send you over to watch it. And the tech world changes by the minute, so you want to stay ahead of the curve. Get the current newsletter. It comes into your inbox twice. No ads. You can read everything right inside the newsletter. Try it out. You're only going to be giving us your email address. We're not going to spam you, I promise. Just head over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. Tom in Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Hi there, Tom. Hi, Kim. I'm a doctor, and you're my good. You're not only my good RX, you're my best RX for my problem. You already sort of solved them.
You're so sweet.
For many years, my email was softhome.net, and that's what goes way back to 2002. And I paid for the services, but in August, something happened to Softmail. They had some kind of catastrophic event with their software, and I couldn't get in to get my email. And then later on, they were up again, but when I would go in to get my email, I couldn't get it. So I sent them all these emails, but they never answer me. So fortunately, I got Start Mail. I had decided to get Start Mail, but I wanted to know if there's anything that I can do for that.
Well, you know, when a service like this happens, and it happens, especially if something has been around for a long time, and you also sent me an email, so I looked at that website. I mean, that website looks like they haven't updated it since 2002, by the way. But if you're having trouble contacting somebody, and you know, you go through all the information and the support, this is general advice that goes for just about anything, is that if you do what's called a who is search, okay. And you could just do, you know, just Google like who is search. And there's a couple of websites that will do it. And you type in the domain. In this case, it's just going to be softhome.net. And that's where you're going to find the registration information for that particular domain. And so you're going to find probably, Tom, a phone number, an email address, even a mailing address. And so obviously I would protest the charge on your credit card because you're probably still paying a year. And maybe they did have this big major outage, but at least somebody in the spirit of customer service should at least be alerting you. I did see some messages on their homepage, but to do a who is search, and we'll post some links over at inside the community in case you can't find a place to do that. But this is just great advice really for if you're ever at a website and you're not getting any help. Maybe you can always find a phone number this way. Tom, once again, thank you for your kind words. You're very, very sweet, as I said before, and I appreciate you getting through. Stay right where you are. I've got a trending scam I need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, so your phone rings. You look at the caller ID. It says it's coming from your local police department or sheriff's office. No. I mean, phone numbers can be spoofed. I mean, don't panic. And don't think like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Come to your senses and realize there's probably not them calling you. Hey, don't forget you can always find me 24/7 on our website. That's komando.com.